the Those Two Girls Catch Up.
Hi.
Hi. Hi, hi.
Welcome.
You're wrong. You're smelling a melon. If that makes no sense. Oh, it's a bit of a spoiler, isn't it?
Here's the show.
Those Two Girls.
Morning.
Hello, everyone.
Do you know what my girls have been getting right into? We stumbled across it on ABC 3 the other day. I think it was Bear Grylls.
Oh, yeah.
And
is that
his
on there?
Survival school show where he takes a group of tweens and early teens on these expeditions. And on that particular episode, he was eating maggots out of a festering rabbit carcass. I mean, this man knows no limits. Yeah. He will do anything. Nothing will stop him.
He's pretty good.
Or will it? Because pics have recently emerged of him suffering an anaphylactic reaction to a bee sting. A bee sting that made Bear Grylls stop filming on set. Now, anaphylactic reactions are no laughing matter.
They are not.
Don't you get me wrong there. But of all the things to fell Bear Grylls, I wouldn't have thought it was a bee.
Well, how can his entire career is based on surviving and being dropped into the middle of foreign terrains and surviving that. But if you drop him without his EpiPen, he's no good.
Yes, he tried to push through filming and the producers saw his face was just swelling so much. His eyes were slits. They were so puffy. And they said, mate, you can't go on. He tried, but the bee.
Maybe he didn't want this to come out. Like, it's pretty.
Mm. Oh, he released the photos, so I think
did
it's all
he?
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
Poor Bear.
But there you go. Also,
Paul Bear. Is that his real name, by the way?
Surely not.
No, it's not. It's something that's quite
why did he choose
regal.
Bear Grylls as a stage name? Is that maybe his, wasn't he a Marine?
I'm sure.
Isn't he like a seal?
Check.
Isn't he a Navy seal?
Just please Please hold. Sing some nice music, Green Sleeves or something. Bear Grylls.
Edward. His name is Edward.
Yes, Michael. Edward Michael Grylls.
And where did he get Bear from?
He was former SAS serviceman.
His sibling, Lara, gave him the nickname Bear when he was just a week old.
That's cute.
And it stuck. Like Rove.
I like Bear.
Rove's
I think he's very
nickname
handsome.
Came from his little sister, called him Rove. His real name's John.
Wow.
Another
I didn't
John.
Know that.
Yeah,
I know.
We asked him.
Wow.
Anyway,
that's another conversation.
We'll just pick up those names we've dropped.
Right now, I'd like to turn our listeners' attention to Sarah's own personal Instagram.
God.
Which is, you know, look, you need a little boost in numbers, so consider this a favour. Good at Goodwill. Sorry, at.
Wow.
It's a pun so that people can't find me.
Goodwill's Hunting, okay, is Sarah's. And what you will see.
What's
is that
there?
Sarah has posted what I believe, Sarah, is essentially sponsored content.
Which is fine.
Which
we're
is
fine. We're fine with the sponsored content. Nothing
wrong or unusual with D-grade celebrities doing the occasional sponsored post.
What is it?
Okay. But what's unusual here is that you have chosen to display the vehicles that are very kindly loaned to us.
Yeah.
And the environment that you've taken this photo in probably isn't really great brand alignment for them. Or for anyone. It doesn't feel aspirational.
No, you can't aspire to this.
You can't. Sarah's taken a photo of a sponsored vehicle in a cemetery.
Just realised that that's not the brightest thing to do, is it?
I mean, look, it is questionable. You will notice that they haven't liked it, which is a problem because I don't want my deal with them to end.
Here's the thing. Everyone knows that I love cemeteries. And I spent some time with my parents on the weekend and they live out in the country.
Have they passed away?
No, but as we were going home, I said, I've seen a little cemetery along the way. And Dad said, I'll lead the way to a better one. Follow me and I'll take you to this other graveyard. And Dad and I wandered through the graveyard together. And I thought, this is a beautiful, reflective moment that A, I drive and B, I like graveyards.
I would love...
And in the country, a scenic tour.
I would love to, you know, it's too early in the day for me to contact West Point Autos and ask them...
You've dropped the name now.
And, well, it's in the post for all to see. Okay, and they're really good people, and they don't deserve what?
No, you can't do it.
We're tiptoeing around this.
No, it doesn't matter. It is what it is, Aaron. They don't deserve a photo of their beautiful vehicle in a cemetery. They've specifically told us, like, you know, if you're going for a beautiful drive by the ocean, take a magnificent photograph of that.
I've gone one better. It's also a really safe vehicle.
You have like 10,
so you won't end up in
you
the
you won't end up won't in end the, up it's in the really safe.
I think it's mixed messaging.
It's not good, is it?
I don't think you're going to get any other deals. I think it's RIP SponCon.
You're listening to Those Two Girls.
You know, there's an entire magazine out about the royals now, Lees.
I heard about this and I just think this is the same type of people who buy Take Five when they're in the line at Woolies, okay? And if that's you, you need to really take a long, hard look at yourself.
Makes them feel better about their own lives, hey? Ooh. Imagine if you become someone who submits to Take Five when you're older.
Do they take submissions?
Oh, yeah, that's not what the whole magazine is. It's about terrible things that happen in people's
Sarah,
lives.
I wonder if we could write some of that garbage. I reckon we could do a great job.
It's a great idea. I mean, not on air chat.
Hold on,
good idea.
We actually try and do that? See if, like, submit something to Take Five and see if it gets published.
That's very funny.
That could be very public. Because, you know, they do all those love stories and stuff, like the salacious, but they're really lame. Sarah, you could lead the way.
Oh, my God. Thank you
Let's
so
do it.
Much.
We're going to work on that. Side note, keep going.
Anyway, well, back here's to the thing. Radio.
This is a story about the royals that could have come from a Take Five magazine. So,
okay.
Queen Elizabeth has had the last laugh here when she was wandering, taking a stroll in the grounds of Balmoral Castle in Scotland, which is where she likes to live for the most part. She's 93 years old now. She was dressed in tweeds, wearing a headscarf, and she was walking along with one of her close protection officers, of course, because that's what you do when you're the Queen. Right. Anyway, Balmoral's open to the public, I believe, and some unsuspecting tourists came upon these two people and they struck up a conversation with the sweet little old lady. They asked her if she lived nearby.
Oh, my gosh.
And they asked her if she'd ever met the Queen, perhaps.
You know what? This is further proof that Americans just really live in their own
well,
heads.
Well, it gets
it's
better
true.
Because that sweet little old lady gestured towards the protection officer she was with and she said she had never met the Queen, but this policeman has. And on they went. They had a bit more of a chat. They went on their way. She went on hers and they had no idea that they had in fact been speaking to the Queen. Completely oblivious to her true identity.
I mean, she's very distinct in appearance. You know, even if you're like, isn't it? I mean, come on, you've got to at least have some idea or at least say, geez, you look a lot like Elizabeth.
I have another issue with this. Doesn't she have better things to do? She's the Queen.
Maybe not.
She's really getting on.
When you're 93, you've got to exercise. You've got to, you know, if you don't use it, you lose it. That's what they say. So she's out there. She still rides bloody horses.
Yeah, that takes great fitness. Does she ride proper or does she ride side saddle?
Proper. No one's ridden side saddle since
the 1800s. I bet you she might side saddle it.
I think she could very well, but no, she's progressive.
Unladylike to ride.
It was.
Like the right way.
To ride astride.
Astride. Mm.
Also, that word needs to come back into modern vernacular. Astride. Tally-ho.
Those two girls. Tally-ho.
I have a surprising new hobby. And I'm speechless, actually, because it happened by accident. And now I am addicted.
Is it dry body brushing?
No, but I wish I could dry body brush.
Well, that was your New Year's resolution at some point.
That's not a hobby, Sarah. That's just brushing the dead skin cell off your legs. That's not a hobby.
All
no.
Right, what's your new hobby? Okay. You're getting what can I guess it? Perhaps if we're doing a guessing game.
Let me just start by saying I actually bought it for my eldest son. I was walking through Kmart, I saw it, and I thought, this will be good for those rainy day, or, you know, when they say, I'm bored.
Are they those little plastic beads that you fashion into animals and then you put the iron over them and they all melt together?
No.
Is it, yeah, they're really fun. Is it stained, making little tiny stained glass?
Oh, you know I'm no good with craft.
So it's nothing craft?
No, nothing craft.
Is it totem tennis?
No. There's one of those poles rusting in my backyard as we
Doesn't
speak.
Doesn't everyone have a rusting totem tennis pole in their yard?
It's fun for the first 2 seconds until you get smacked in the head with a tennis ball on a string. No, it's
okay,
neither of those things.
What is your new hobby?
I am deep, deep, deep into a 500-piece puzzle.
This annoys me because I told you hacked on me so much for doing puzzles over
Sarah,
Christmas.
I hacked on you.
1,000-piece puzzles, and
you
now here you
weren't doing 1,000-piece.
Yes,
you were
we
doing,
were.
You were doing 25-piece
no,
puzzles
we
with your kids.
We were not. We had 1,000-piece puzzles
very
set
difficult.
Up over Christmas. Yeah, I know. And you threw me out of the...
Yeah, but do you know
Sarah,
what mine
only
is?
Only losers do puzzles.
Do you know what mine is?
Is it the Ayers Rock one that
no,
I've been working on that's really hard?
It is... A sushi scene.
What?
I'm going to put it up on our Instagram, guys. It's the hardest thing. It's 5 rows of sushi and sashimi rolls, which is very hard because there's a lot of white, a lot of red for the salmon, a lot of black for the nori sheets.
Welcome to Puzzle
and
Land.
Green.
This is what happens.
Okay, and now I am hooked and I tried to get the kids to do it, but of course the pieces are so tiny because it's from Kmart. Right? I mean, I love Kmart, but then the quality of their puzzles is,
you're going to have to start
stumping
up if you want a quality
Well, no,
puzzle.
Now I'm in, Sarah. And do you know what I've accomplished? What? The entire border. That's step one. That is step
well,
one
it's
of good.
The easiest part because
well,
you just look for all the
start,
flat ends.
Isn't it? You look for all the flat
I'm
sides.
Proud of you.
And then you do your exterior, you do the border.
Can I give you another hint? There are people out there who, when they complete a difficult puzzle, frame it.
Oh, that's pretty
sad.
They frame it. They box frame it.
No.
And they keep it there forever. They also buy puzzle mats so that it sticks to the plasticky silicon mat and you roll it up and then you roll back so you don't have thousands of puzzle pieces on your dining table.
I've got hundreds of tiny little puzzle pieces now on my kitchen table. Look, apparently the benefits are amazing. Concentration, critical thinking, Sarah. It improves your IQ. Remember when we did that IQ test?
Yes.
We did an IQ test a couple of years ago through work and it came back that I was mildly...
Well, Lisa's a dum-dum, put it that way.
That's only because I didn't finish the test.
Because you're a dum-dum.
Those two girls.
There's a few things in a supermarket that we all know helps when it comes to spending more money, staying longer. Things like, obviously, the decoration, the lighting, the background music, all the things that enhance your mood and therefore get you spending more bucks at the checkout. But there is research now showing that there's a particular scent that makes us spend 43% more. So this is a very powerful odor. What do you think it is? What so makes
is it,
you?
It's just something. It's just an item in the supermarket.
Yes.
It's not a scent that they pump into the air or anything.
Well, they
like
might.
That.
They might enhance it, but it is a smell of a particular.
Well,
item.
I would say it has to be something cooking.
Is that what makes
like
you stay
a,
longer?
Like a,
or spend?
Like a chicken or something that feels like home.
Hmm. So you're going to say barbecue chicken?
I would say a barbecue chicken is up there.
Well, before reading this study, I would have thought like the bakery section because I know that when people are putting their homes on the market, that they say that the scent of freshly baked cookies out of the oven is enough to make people want to live and purchase that home as what gets you in the supermarché. That's French for supermarket.
I'm not sure, actually. Maybe something like fresh, something citrusy, like a fruit.
Okay. Close. Azzy is very, very close. It's been found that the scent of a melon is what gets people staying and spending. Whether it be a watermelon scent or a rock melon scent, perhaps even a honeydew, the lesser known melon.
I mean,
yep.
You can only smell them when your schnoz is right up in its grill.
Well, apparently we can smell them. We just don't really know what it is at the time. It doesn't register, but it makes us happy.
I would say yes to a rock melon.
Well, that's it. Rock melon is a melon, Sarah.
Yeah, I know. But as far as being able to smell it, but a watermelon...
Yeah, no, watermelon has a... Well, that's the thing. You can't quite describe it, but there is an odour to watermelon.
It's not like mangoes or anything like that, where it's actually a nice, sweet smell.
Wow. Just yeah. Supermarket chat.
I mean, melons are just going to, like, smell a melon. Do yourselves a favour.
Smell a melon.
Have a smellin' day.
Smellin'. I mean, amazing. It said that when shoppers are in a hurry, the smell of a melon.
Smell a melon.
Calms them down.
I'm going to throw a melon at you next time. Where is this research from?
It is legit. It's on the Daily Telegraph.
This is the Those Two Girls Catch Up.
It's good to be back with the two of you.
It's like you never really left.
If only I could.
So, Aaron, you just asked for our opinion on your new IKEA furniture.
Yeah.
Not SponCon.
But where?
I wish it was SponCon.
Wouldn't it be great? How are you going to put that together? You don't strike me as the type.
I'll be hiring someone.
Of course. I knew it. He is not. Oh, you're going to Airtask it, aren't you? You should Airtask
no,
it.
No, see.
Can you tell me, like, is Airtask a really
it's
good?
Because
I've never used
100%
it.
100% great. Love it.
Like, you could just get someone to, like, weed your garden.
Yeah, 100%.
Is that it? Like,
yep.
Not, what are you doing inverted commas
That's
for?
Not.
Weed your garden. Wink, wink.
Yeah.
You're after an app called Grindr.
Is
Grindr not for
no,
Grindr heterosexuals?
Is
it?
Quite homosexual.
Well, I'm sure they like to weed gardens too.
We have to go.
Sarah, get on to Airtasker.
Yeah.
I'm thinking of Airtasking someone to like someone to come over to clean my fans.
Oh, can't you do that yourself?
No, because the ceilings are so bloody high and Dane won't bring the ladder in for me and the bed is too heavy to push. Also, I don't want to do it.
Back tomorrow.
Tickety-boo. Off she goes home. That's it for today's Those Two Girls Catch-Up. But you can score even more catch-ups just like this one. Download the Hit app and keep up with the girls on Facebook and Instagram.